গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর। তুমি বলো গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে
গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর হরি হরি বলিতে না অনিবাবিনী সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হইবে, আর কবে আর বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন, কবে হা মহে রব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন, রঘুনাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি, কবে হাম বুঝব সে যুগল প্রীতি, রূপ রঘু রঘুনাথ পদে রহুক মোর আস, প্রার্থনা কর এ সদা নরতম দাস, রঘুনাথ পদে রঘুনাথ পদে রহুক মোর আস, প্রার্থনা কর এ সদা নরতম দাস, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম রাধে রাধে গোবিন্দা গোবিন্দা রাধে
জ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। বঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমো। নমো মহাবদন্নায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরাত্বিষে গুরবে গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদালয়ে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ ভক্তায় তদভক্তায় নমো। ইয়ং প্রব্রজন্তমনুপেতমপেতকৃত্যম দ্বৈপায়নো বিরহকাতরয়া জুহাব পুত্রেতি তন্ময়তয়া তর্বোভিনেদো তং সর্বভূতহৃদয়ং মানতোস্মি তবৈবাস্মি তবৈবাস্মি ন জীবামি ত্বয়া বিনা ইতি বিজ্ঞায় রাধে তং নয়মাম চরণান্তিকে। ফার্স্ট অফ অল মাই ল্যাক্স অ্যান্ড ল্যাক্স দণ্ডবৎ প্রণাম ইন দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ মাই स्पिरिचुअल गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट होंग विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल्सो इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट होंग विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज बाय देयर मर्सी कॉजलेस मर्सी आई एम एबल टू कम टू दिस प्लेस वेरी फार अवे So, that should be merciful to me and to you all, because they are so merciful, causeless merciful. I have served both. I have served what? Not only my Gurudev, but I have served perhaps all the prominent disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So I think myself so fortunate. I have served my holy master. I have served Param Pujyapad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Srauti Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Giri Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Nemi Maharaj, also Vaikhanas Maharaj, Pujyapad Jajavar Maharaj, also so much I have served to Puri Maharaj, now Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And also I am so much fortunate to serve my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. From beginning, I am fortunate to serve him. From 46 when I joined or Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, same thing like ISKCON, only some difference of words and letters, but same thing, all are Krishna consciousness, coming from Krishna himself through the line of Brahma, Vyasdev, Sukhdev Goswami, and thus from Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda up to this, my Gurudev and Swamiji. And it will go on, it will not stop. We should have a strong belief in this. This current, this line will not stop until this whole world will be ruined and again come, and again come. But this line is transcendental. It not stop any time. Because Brahma has told like this. Vyasadeva has told like this. Narada Goswami has told like this. Srila Bhaktivinoda is always telling like this. So you should not think that this line will be stopped after Swamiji. Never. This line is transcendental. And you should be always thinking that, oh, pure Vaishnava will come. This world will not be empty from pure devotees. Time to time Krishna will arrange, and if there is no Vaishnava, he will come in the shape of Vaishnava like he came in shape of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sachinandan Gaurhar. He is himself Krishna. So when there is no Brahma, no Shankar to manage this world, then he becomes Brahma, Krishna himself. And then he becomes also Sadashiv. So why he will not be like this? And I think, oh, in world, all time, Vaishnava will be there. You should not worry that, oh, this was the lost, Prabhupada was lost, I am lost, and after that he will be lost. Never. So don't you believe in Ritvik or bogus things. Ritvik system is very bogus. Any epics in our Shastra. Anywhere not written for these transcendental things, Ritvik. Ritvik is temporary, very temporary, only for sacrifices. And you will give some dakshina and they will go. And only for worldly desires. But our line is transcendental. So no place of Ritvik here. So this Ritvik's idea now, which is coming, it is pure bogus. You shouldn't believe in these bogus ideas. Because, anyhow, the very good devotees will come in this world. Even there must be madhyam class of Vaishnava. Must be. Whether they are in any shape, but they must be. So I have written something about this. Perhaps we have that book here, and you try to have that book and you will see so many things about Guru Parampara, about Bhagavat Parampara, about Rishtik. I have written very authentic things and you will read this. One thing I should tell you that Krishna, this world has come from Krishna. Not directly from Krishna, but from here, there, Krishna manifests. Krishna is always in Vrindavan, always playing, and he is sinking in love and affection of gopis there. But at the same time, he is Sarvagya, omniscience, all knowing. And there are lakhs and lakhs manifestation you cannot imagine. And how he maintains that this world comes. So, Krishna can create this world. He can very easily but destroy in a second. Not only one world, there are lakhs and lakhs innumerable worlds. So he can create all worlds in a moment and he can destroy. And again he can make another so many worlds. He is so powerful. Any human being cannot do anything. Never can do anything. So you are fearing, some of you devotees, that where to go, a war will come and we will be destroyed. So bombs will come here and there. So we should try to go in a safe place where we can be safe. So you should not fear for this. And if Krishna is going to destroy, anyone cannot help he anywhere. In Calcutta, I remember one story that Japan was bombing in Calcutta. I don't remember, perhaps on 47 or 48. And there were so many Odias devotees, very intelligent. They thought that, bomb are coming here and there. So where we should take shelter? So many Odias devotees assembled and they wanted to take anywhere shelter. They saw that there was a very big heap of straw, dry straw. Very good, big. And they thought that if we can enter in this anywhere, then fire cannot, bomb cannot touch us. And they were hidden in this. And a spark of bomb came, and in a second all people went, and they were all dead. So we are like intelligent more than them. So don't be worry for this. take shelter of Krishna. Death cannot touch you because this soul is immortal, everlasting. Water cannot touch, bomb cannot touch, fire cannot touch, any ether cannot touch, anything cannot touch this Atma. So you are reading Gita and why you are worried for this? You should read Gita. This is the primary book, not PhD. What? No, no.
Delete.
Usko kya kahte hain? Postgraduate book. Or Srimad Bhagavat is postgraduate book. So you should read these things. In beginning it has been told, Atma is, soul is immortal. Any bomb, anything, bow and arrow, they cannot touch. Arjun, you are like a foolish and you are thinking that I am so intelligent. So I don't want to cut all these persons. As if you are God and you are going to generate or you are going to cut. You cannot touch. I have made all these things, what will be? And you can see in my mouth. And he saw. What he saw? Whole universe he saw. That all are going to die. In his one teeth, all are situated. And he became so fearful. And he told, oh Krishna, please show me your first shape. I'm very fearful. What I told you? That, oh friend Krishna, oh Krishna, oh my charioteer, oh, I'm very worried for these words. Please forgive us. I will never tell like this. You are the creator of creators. You are
God of God.
You are God of God. You are supreme personality of Godhead. So I am praying here. So Krishna has arranged everything. So you should not worry. You should sit here very patiently. Don't go here and there to take shelter that bomb will come or any disaster will come. Never be. Where you are, you should be there. Sthane sthita tanvang manobhi prayasu ajita jito pitrahyata lukyam. Where you are, you should be there. If you are a householder life, you should be there. If you are brahmachari, you should be there. If you are a non-sorder sannyasi, you should be there. If you are Vrindavan, there you should be. If you are Momalamba here, you should be here, no harm. But by mind, you should all be in Vrindavan. It can be done. That I am Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. A very pleasant Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing so sweetly. Like Kalkal song. And bees are humming on the lotus flowers in Yamuna, in Manasi Ganga, in Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. And so many deers are there, and so many flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui are there, and transcendental Radha Krishna and there. And thinking this, you should chant Hare. You are in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, there cannot come any bomb. Anything, Putana also cannot come. Agasur, Bakasur cannot come. How they came? Oh, because Yogamaya called them. To make some pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise they cannot come. And in that transcendental Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, there is no Putana, no Agasur, no Kans, only some idea is there. Ego is there. Only in this Braj. Yeah. So you should not be worried for that. That you should go in a desert and And there you should make a home in underground. Yes. Otherwise, you will go there and first, anyhow, fire will come. And first you will go. And you will die. So don't be. So making your heart like this, peaceful where you are. And you should chant. And then Krishna will come, call you, or like a dog. Oh, Krishna will tell, oh, come on, come on. And you should be ready for going there. So don't be worried for this. First thing that Vaishnava has had no problem at all. Only problem, how to have take darshan of Krishna, how to serve Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri and what he was telling? Sing Jagannath, where should I go? Where I will have Krishna? Without Krishna, this heart is breaking. What should I do? Weeping, rolling down on the earth. Only this problem. So we should try to understand all these things. And we will try to give some idea on these things in our classes. In 7 days, we cannot tell so many things, but a line we can draw sometimes. How you should chant and remember. Only that you will be happy. And try to take it, all these things, in your hearts, and try to follow all these things. And I think that you'll all be happy, surely. With a very strong belief, with very strong honor. Don't have doubt. Never have doubt. First I want to tell that Gauranga bolito habe pulaka sahit. Narottam Thakur, you know? Narottam Thakur. A very high class of Vaishnava. Actually he is Manjari, Bilas Manjari of Golok Vrindavan. He descended to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was in his line. He took initiation from Loknath Goswami. How renowned he was. Loknath Goswami has served Mahaprabhu. He was like a boyfriend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, oh, with Bhugarbha Goswami you should go to Vrindavan and make place for me that I will come. So he determined that I will not make any disciple. And he was chanting, remember, always weeping, rolling down and going throughout whole Vrindavan. We went this last parikrama to his places in Khadirban and Khadirban and another Kishori Kunda, from where he diti received, got Kishori Ban. Khelan Tirtha, Khela Tirtha, that is Shergar, and so many places. Where in Vrindavan, there is a samadhi of Srila Loknath Das Goswami. He refused first to make disciple this prince. He was like a prince. He told that, oh, you should go. I will not make any disciple. But he was determined. And he began to clear the stool of Loknath Das Goswami. In the night, he was caught red-handed. Loknath, who are you? And why you are doing so? He began to weep. And he was at that time a very teeny aged, like 14, 15 or 16 aged, very beautiful prince. He began to weep. I want to take shelter in your lotus feet. I cannot be without Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. I will die if you are not showering your mercy to me. Then he became bound to give him. So we should be like that. A disciple like Narottam Thakur. So how he is weeping for Radha and Krishna. We should try to be like Narottam Thakur if we want Krishna prema. Especially conjugal love. From where we can have? If we have so many worldly desires, so many desires here, there, full up to here, here also, then we cannot have these things, this nectar. So he is telling Narottam Thakur, he is weeping bitterly, that Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir, Hari Hari bolite nayane babani. When I will utter Gauranga, O Sachinandan Gaurhari, 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 like this. And I will weep bitterly, not knowing, unknowing. What? Spontaneously. Natural way. Why? To have conjugal love. If we have that object of the life, we must have an object of life. What is the object of life? If we have no object, then there is no practice. We should fix our life of goal of life or object. And then how we can achieve that goal, then it will come secondly. So first we should know what is our goal of life. How you can know? Only by association you can. Krishna mercy is everywhere, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is himself Krishna, not other than Krishna. But he is now having the mood, intrinsic mood of Radhika, and also the color of golden beauty of Radhika. He has come in the shape of Sachinandan Gaurhari. So now he has combined mercy of himself Krishna and also of Radhika. Srimati Radhika is more merciful. More merciful. And she is powerful. What Krishna does, he cannot do anything without help of Radhika, without power. So Radhika is power. When Govardhan he lifted, who lifted? Srimati Radhika, not Krishna. Krishna has only wish, no power. What he sees, what he desires, what he does, everything Srimati Radhika. And without Radhika he cannot test any Hladini Shakti or any Ananda. So now he has come with combined mercy. So he is now so much merciful. Only he has come to distribute his mercy. What mercy? That mercy. Even Brahma Shankar and gods, demigods, they are not that. Even this mercy is not showering in Vaikuntha, not in Ayodhya, not even in Dwarka and Mathura, nowhere. That mercy is there. Also, they are serving all gops, gopis in that mood there, but this shower is not there also in Vrindavan. Understand what I am going to tell? Krishna is their object of love and that prema. He is not giving anyone. Not giving. Only in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape, he is distributing. And how distributing? If you have no pot, oh, come on. I will give you love and affection. And with pot. Krishna can give any his mercy if you have pot. If you are qualified. Je jathang mam prapadante tam tathayuva bhajamyaham. Mam anuvartante manushya parth sarvasa. Je jathang mam prapadante. Those who are serving me, I will give love and affection in this accordingly. He cannot give anything more. He has some scale. And he will see that he will make measure how you are qualified. Have you bought? If not bought, then return. He will, you should return. And if you have bought some capacity, he will give only to that. A scale. He cannot give more or less. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no need of pot anything. Oh, I will give you pot. You should come only. And to whom he saw by his eyes, he gave so much mercy with pot, even to Jagai Madhai. So if you are going to any pure devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can easily know the object of the life. So we must cry for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh Gauranga. That is it. Gauranga valite have pulakasari. We should pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And when a pulak will come, pulak means our hairs will be standing, heart will be melting. You can realize sometimes you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are so lucky and fortunate and you are totally telling Hare Krishna from your interior of heart, you can sometimes may realize this, some tears will come. And you can feel that how it is very high thing. Your life will be successful if one time you have realized this. So his brain said, when a day will come, I will be so fortunate that I will utter Gaurangadev and tears will come and I will be rolling down on the earth, heart will melt. Why he is telling? Oh, without this, Krishna Prem cannot come. We cannot relish Krishna Prem. So he is. But at the same time, he is telling that if he will tell Gauranga, then Hari Hari Bolite Naya. Then we will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Here Hari means what? Both. Coming from Hare, Hari, Krishna and Hara, Srimati Radhika. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. Hare Ram, like what? Radha Raman Ram with Radhika. Very good name. There is not so much rush in Krishna name or Radha name as it is in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always doing like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he is praying that when a day will come, that we will chant Hare Hare and tears will come. But it will not come if you have so many worldly desires, if you are engaged in maintaining your life, your children's life, and maintaining your worldly things, and if you are so much attached with worldly things, then oh, Krishna name will not come. Tears will not come. So how we can practice this? So he is telling, Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hove. Oh, if one to chant Gaur Hari name,
with tears in our eyes and with heart melting, then you should take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Without this, you cannot do. Because he is undivided, akhanda guru tattva. Our Gurudev is manifesting of that Nityananda Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu. He is not other than Nityananda Prabhu. And if he is but not bogus gurus, those who are daily falling, 10 times, lakhs times a day, they are falling down. Their heart does not touch, cannot touch Krishna. They will not cry by chanting Hare Krishna or by chanting Gauranga Bolite Have Pulav. Never. And that is why they are not touching this transcendental land. And so they are falling now. But we are saying today, at that time we could not see that they are fallen. They never elevated. Never, never. Elevated person cannot go down. Never. So we should not be worried for this. And if we have unknowingly made them guru, then we should reject and very soon we should. Because all shastra, the scriptures are telling like that. At totally, any 1 second we should reject them. And we should try. Because our life is to realize Krishna. We have given this heart to Krishna. So those who will help, they are my guru. And those who